Breakfast. Tess here with you this morning. And it's been a while since I've gotten to delve into Not News, one of my favourite segments where we do take a look at some of the things that really, they're making headlines and they make you scratch your head as to why. Nick Parmenter is in the hot seat and joins us in the studio now. Morning, Nick.
Morning, Tess. How many times have I been here now this morning?
You are my new best friend in here.
Oh, likewise.
What's been going on this morning? Well, in terms of the Not News.
Well, I'm going to take it first back to Tuesday, and of course, unless you'd been living under a rock, you might have heard that the Melbourne Cup was on Tuesday.
You may have wound up under a rock.
Yes, potentially, and that's kind of, you're kind of on the right track there. There are a number of pretty unflattering photos, shall we say, of some patrons who may have enjoyed one or two or a dozen too many drinks.
A dozen too many.
And look, I thought, you know, we can have a good time and have a couple of drinks, but I just thought there was an article on the Sydney Morning Herald, and I thought, you know, considering the terrible, you know, the Cliffs of Moher having to be put down, and the behaviour in light of that, I think it just feels a little bit gross, really. So I thought it wasn't really great news, yes. Yeah. And, you know, I think we've got to think about that attitude, yeah.
I don't know if it was photos from this year, but it did come up on my Facebook this morning, pictures of the same woman who had fallen into three different gutters /bushes. And like I said, the photos come back every year, so I couldn't tell you if it was from this year or not, because they always do the rounds. But
it could just be the same woman in multiple years. Who knows?
It could well be the same woman in multiple years. But yet three, I think she wound up in two gutters and a bush. In this photo set with a very fancy dress on, and yeah, she probably didn't remember a lot of that.
And the wet didn't help either. I'm very happy to put the Melbourne Cup behind us, I think, for another year.
I think that's the best way to go about it, honestly. Yep.
Yep. And moving on, the ScoMo Express.
Oh my God.
It's been all the news this week. Today is the last day of the four-day tour.
I don't know if it's my favourite topic or my least favourite topic of the week.
Yes, it is kind of a love-hate relationship, isn't it, with some of the things that ScoMo says. It's really got to be seen to be believed. And speaking of seen to be believed, he tucked into a hot pie on the Campan Trail in Queensland. And he's been talking about the Canberra bubble a lot. And he's been acting a bit matey-mate, blokey-bloke.
Oh, God, yep.
And look, I just don't think people are seeing through it. He's going down in the polls. I don't know. Why are we talking so much about his, you know, average Australian demeanour? I mean, there's 25 million of us. There's no such, you know, as clichéd as it might be to say, there's no such thing as an average Australian. There's 25 million of us.
Oh, fair dinkum, mate.
I heard it in passing. How many people actually say fair dinkum? Like,
my dad when he's mad. That's it.
Yeah, like, how many people would say it on a regular daily basis? So,
I mean, I'm sure it is a lot more common in some of the places that he's visiting at the moment, but maybe we're in the Sydney bubble, but yeah, I can list off my dad when he's mad at someone. That's about it.
I think my nana might have said it once or twice in my lifetime. That's about it.
Not great. Just where to begin? I love the Canberra bubble thing as well, because, like, you were in charge of the Canberra bubble. You can't slam on it. You run it.
There is a slight issue with the validity of his argument there, perhaps. But, yeah. Who knows?
It does remind me. I feel like this is the same media advisor has told him to be more relatable by saying, "G'day, fair dinkum, cobber."
And don't forget the caps.
The
caps.
He's
always wearing
the
caps.
Yes, the caps. I feel like this is the same media advisor that told Peter Dutton to smile a few months back.
Oh, dear. Yes. Let's not contemplate too much about that particular episode in Australian political history. Oh, dear.
Yep. I feel like it's the same guy.
And moving on tonight, from the current Prime Minister to the former Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, he's on Q&A tonight.
Ooh.
Hosted by Tony Jones. It'll be a tell-all interview, I'm sure. He'll be taking on viewers' questions and whatnot. Look, I think it's Malcolm Turnbull himself said just a couple of weeks ago, I'm retired. He said prime ministers should withdraw from the public life. And he's demonstrating that by appearing on Q&A at primetime on a Thursday night.
This is, what was the quote? No sniping, no backstabbing.
Yeah, yeah. So, he won't be backstabbing or sniping tonight.
Oh, good.
He'll just be telling his a version of events.
Okay, all right. I can see the difference. Yep.
Yes, yes. So, and he might also be popping out the leather jacket. Leather jacket was famous or infamous. His previous, one of his previous appearances on Q&A before he became Prime Minister. So it'll be interesting to see whether he rocks the leather jacket or not.
Now that you pointed out, I reckon he probably, there's a good chance.
I think it's a solid chance, yeah.
All right, now placing bets on the reappearance of the leather jacket.
Sounds like a decent odds, I reckon, yeah.
And we finish as well one that probably should have been making news.
Yeah, look, I was up a bit past my bedtime on Monday night, and I was watching a bit of Media Watch, and they dedicated the show to the Daily Mail. They have been stealing other publications and journalists' work for a number of years, just straight-up plagiarism, stealing of other people's content and exclusives and no sort of accreditation. And the reason that that's so important, of course, at 2SER here, we're training young journalists and, you know, we value that in the newsroom.
Yeah.
That's affecting people's livelihoods, journalists' careers. It's affecting publications, commercial, their income. And so, yeah, I thought we should really look a bit more at the integrity of publications like the Daily Mail and yeah.
It's a fair point. I saw on Twitter actually not that long ago, a woman was talking about her experiences. I've forgotten the guy's name. The father of the baby who was taken by the dingo.
Right. Lindy Chamberlain's
there we go.
Husband,
yes. Yeah. Completely blanked on the name then. Yeah, so he was a teacher and she was talking about her experiences, you know, as a person being in his class and how he was just the most kind, gentle, lovely man. And, you know, students, if they wanted the real, those kids in the back of the class, when they wanted to rile up, like, oh, I don't know, sir, maybe ask a dingo, like just awful things.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd written this whole thing out on Twitter. I think this was just after he'd passed. And the Daily Mail, a journalist from the Daily Mail had come in underneath and said, hi, do you mind if we quote you in an article? Do you mind if we write about this? And she'd said, no. And they did it anyway. And then it was a whole thing where, she was trying to find somewhere, you know, legal avenues because she had very clearly said no. And the next day it had come up with the screenshots of her tweets and everything.
Mm, they got a lot of people to tweet in and phone in and whatnot. They said that they're under immense pressure, the writers at the Daily Mail. So they almost have no choice but to do a simple, copy-paste job or
Ooh.
No accreditation. So, look, I think it's sadly people do read it. It's important that, you know, you respect the craft, you respect the integrity of other journalists. And it made me a little bit mad on a Monday night.
Yeah, fair enough. I think we have no choice is going to be every uni student's new favourite excuse from here on out when they get caught plagiarising. It's good enough for the Australian media. It's good enough for us.
Hey, you might be onto something there.
Thanks for that, Nick.
Thanks, Tess.
Nick Barmeter running you through Not News for another week.